There are so many women and mothers who are dealing with stress, exhaustion, and burnout, and it's time to fix that. Let's talk about some practical ways that we can minimize stress and maximize patience in order to improve our overall lives, health, and well-being. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
So I want to share with you some practical tips that are going to help you with minimizing your stress, because as we know, stress is completely unhealthy. It is not good for the body, and it actually causes a lot of health issues that we can mitigate if only we could minimize the stress. I'm going to be speaking specifically to women who are wives and mothers. However, these practical tips can be utilized and applied by anyone. So let's get started. Number one, wake up early and have a plan. This is so important, and a lot of people end up neglecting this step, but it can be life-changing if you stick to it and commit to it. And I've talked about having a plan in previous content on my podcast, Toddler Mom Diaries podcast, as well as in my blog on tallermomdiaries.com. I will leave that information down below if you want to delve deeper into the topic, but having a plan is really, really important because it allows you to really guide your day and also eliminate those things that tend to pop up that really don't need to be there and tend to cause stress. And the reason why I say wake up early is because it allows you to really get ahead of the day, especially while everyone else is sleeping. You can be up and getting things done, and you start really early. So then that way, a lot of those important tasks are already taken care of. So when those random things do tend to pop up, you know, those things that you can't plan for, then it eliminates stress automatically because you're already thinking, okay, I've already gotten the things that I prioritized out the way. So let me explain to you what this looks like. Waking up early. Having a morning routine is extremely important. I've talked about it in a previous podcast and blog, so I will make sure that I leave that in the description and show notes, but it is vital to have a morning routine because it can literally change your life. With this, you use this time to do the things that are most important. I recommend using this time to really just be quiet, include some quiet time, some time where you're spending time praying, spending time reading your Bible. You're taking time maybe to read. That's something that I love to include in my morning routine and my quiet time. You can also utilize this time to get any major tasks done. And depending on what your day looks like and what you do for, you know, your job, this will look different for different people. For some, like me, I like to include getting dinner cooked and out of the way early in the morning during my morning routine. So that's something that, again, alleviates stress so I don't have to think about it or try to do it when the evening is pretty active when you have a toddler, right? But for someone else, it might be simply, you know, really just having that decompressed time, that time to really just enjoy the quiet and enjoy the peace of the day. So you really want to have a morning routine, which is why you're going to wake up early. But you also want to make sure that you have a plan. And this is where using a really good planner comes into play. I love planners. I advocate for planners so much so that I actually created a 2024 planner. I will leave that in the description as well as the show notes so that you can have access to that. I currently sell on Etsy as well as on my website, ToddlerMomDiaries.com. It is a dated planner. It has checklists for cleaning and meal planning. It has all of the calendars and dates and weekly planning and a bunch of extra goal setting and vision boards that will help you be successful and stay on track for 2024. If you're interested in that, please make sure you check out the links. But having a plan is really important. So what I recommend is plan out your entire week, everything that you need to prioritize, everything that is important to you. Make sure you get it down on the planner and you stick with the plan. You stick with the plan, and that's also going to help with minimizing stress. The second thing that you can do to minimize stress and maximize your patience is to establish a routine. Everyone can benefit from having good habits and routines, but this is especially important if you're a mom, especially a mom of littles like toddlers. Establishing routines and having a schedule for them is going to be very beneficial for you and your family. So what this looks like is making sure that you are doing the same thing over and over again. And while it sounds repetitive, like it could be boring, it's actually not, and it's very beneficial. This is something that I did and it was so helpful when I was teaching in the classroom, but it's also something that I do with my daughter and it is so helpful. So when you establish a routine, you think about what you want the day to look like, and then you just teach your child to do the same things when you do it each day. You have to be consistent when you're teaching this. So let me give you an example of what that looks like. A routine can be your nap time routine, or we'll call it an afternoon routine. So you can get it to the point where you train your child that, okay, after we eat breakfast, we're going to have some playtime. You'll play with your toys, maybe watch some learning videos, you know, you have a snack, and then it's nap time. Okay, you go in your room, you have a nap, and when I come back and get you from your nap, then it will be lunchtime, right? And you just schedule these different things, create a schedule that works for you and your family. Again, if you're working outside of the home, your schedule is going to look different than one who is in the home. But either way, you can create some solid routines and habits so that way your child knows what to expect, and it eliminates a lot of those tantrums and crying and fussing because they already know what's coming up next. There's no need to argue. That's how it is in my house. Like, my daughter knows what we're doing, what's coming up next. She understands that we need to do this first, and then I can add that in, you know. So it's okay if she wants to watch a show, but she knows it's nap time. She'll often say, and she's only two, but she'll say, okay, I can do that after nap time. So that comes with having routines. So that's very, very important. The third thing that you want to do is prioritize self-care. This is for all women, but especially for women who are wives and mothers and homemakers. You want to make sure that you take time to prioritize pouring into yourself, because it is very difficult to pour out and to give and to serve when you're burnt out and you're exhausted and you're worn down and you haven't filled yourself up. And this is one of the reasons why I highly advocate for making sure that you have a morning routine or quiet time, because that's one way that you can get some self-care time in while the rest of the house is quiet and sleeping. If you can, you can be up spending time doing the things that you need to do for you so that you can start your day full and ready to serve whoever it is that you're serving in your life. So prioritize self-care. That can be early in the morning, even if it is just taking some time to sip on some tea or sip on some coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, read your Bible or journal, or like I said, read a book. Whatever the case is, that is a form of self-care. You can also do this in the evening. Again, if you are a mom, then I highly, highly recommend, once again, having that routine in place, because you can get it to a point where you've trained your children. We go to bed at this time. Once you're in your room, it's bedtime. You're in there. You're not coming out. You don't come out. And there is a routine that you can establish with this. There is a hatch. It's something that we use at my house. It's called a hatch. I will link it down below. But it is so helpful because it uses color and light, and you can literally sleep train your child. And so what we do in the morning time, my daughter knows when the same song, it's always the same song at the same time every day, and the same color. Now, of course, you can move things around as needed. You know, things happen. Not every day is exactly the same. But overall, it's the same time every day. And she knows once that you know, song comes on and that green light comes on, then she knows that she'll be able to leave her room. But until then, she's expected to have her own little quiet time, her own little time to do whatever she's doing in her room. And that is something that you can train your kids. So the same thing, you put them in their room, it's bedtime, good night, we love you. You've gone through your whole bedtime routine. And then you know that you have that time for yourself. So if your kids are all in bed by 7:30, you know that from 7:30 on until you're ready to go to sleep, that is your time and it's going to be uninterrupted because your children know they need to stay in their rooms. Of course, unless they have to go to the bathroom, they're going to stay in their rooms until they get that green light or whatever signal that you're going to give them, however you decide to train them, what works best for your family, of course. So that's something that is going to be really helpful. Also, mitigating nightmares in the littles who wake up in the middle of the night. I, again, did a podcast and a blog on this, on how to protect your child from the spirit of fear. This is super important. And once you do that, that's going to help eliminate those nighttime wake-ups where they're coming into your room scared or whatever the case is. If it's water or whatever, make sure that they have their water, milk, whatever they're going to do before they go in their room for bedtime. So make sure that you do those things, establish those habits, establish those routines, train and teach your kids on the expectations so that you can have your self-care time so that you will be ready to serve and you'll be full enough to pour out into the lives of those that you love. Number four, you want to keep your children busy, teach them and train them. So keeping them busy with various different activities, keep them busy with little things around the house. You can teach and train your children to do little chores or to help with certain things, to be independent. And this will help eliminate, especially when you have toddlers, they're usually always asking for a snack. You can train your child to be able to open the fridge or go down to a specific location where you keep their snacks. Teach them you only get these snacks when I give you permission. You have to ask first. Go through that whole thing. Give them the expectations. Show them how to do it. And this will help minimize some of your stress because you don't always have to get up and go do it yourself. They can do it. So teach them, train them the things that you feel are going to be important within your home and the way that your family functions. And also make sure you're keeping them busy with various different books and activities. I love Love Every. They're just awesome. They have a lot of Montessori inspired products. We enjoy using that. They keep my daughter busy. Different activities I use and just kind of swap them out, keep a little bit of variety. Those types of things will keep her busy. When a child is unoccupied and they're bored, that's usually when they tend to test your patience the most. So you want to make sure that you have a plan, you have a routine, that you've taught them, you've trained them how to do certain things, they know what your expectations are, and that you're keeping them busy with different little activities. And it doesn't have to be anything excessive or complicated. It can be something as simple as a bucket of water in the backyard. Keep it simple. Number five is to control your thoughts. This is so important. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's in Proverbs, I believe 23, verse 7. And so whatever you're thinking about, that is the direction in which your life is going to go, the direction in which your mood is going to go. So you want to make sure that you're controlling your thoughts. You know, Philippians 4:8 tells us to think about the things that are lovely and pure and good, right? And so that's one thing that you want to do. If you're constantly focusing on negative things or the things that are bothering you or the things that are getting on your nerves, you definitely are going to run out of patience a lot faster. But if you have a heart of gratitude and you think about the things that you're thankful for, the great things, the positive things that are happening, the blessings in your life, and continue to have a spirit of optimism, this will also help you to minimize a lot of that lack of patience that you might be dealing with. Number six is to lean into your faith. So with this one, rely on, if you are a born again believer, you are a Christian filled with Holy Spirit, lean into your faith. Holy Spirit will help you. He is a helper. He is a comforter. So you don't have to do things in and of your own strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Rely on his strength. You don't have to do it all on your own. When you're having a moment where you're feeling overwhelmed, pause, take a deep breath, and pray and ask the Lord to help you through that. And He will. But it's a matter of that active surrender and trusting that He is going to work everything out for you. This is going to help minimize that overwhelm and that stress that we can sometimes feel. And you can even ask for patience if you feel that it is dwindling. Pull back, ask the Lord for patience, and He will help you through that situation. Another thing that is important is just making sure that you stay full of the Word of God, that you are reading your Bible on a daily basis. Again, you can add this to your morning routine like we talked about earlier, and this will also help so that when you are in those stressful moments or those moments where you feel like your patience is winding down and dwindling, you can pull that Word out of your heart and speak it out of your mouth. So lean into your faith, trust God in all situations, even the little tiny ones that you don't think He cares about. He cares because He loves you. So really rely on Him as much as you need to. And the last one that I want to share with you, number 7, is to simplify your life. Start thinking about the things that you have on your plate, the things that you have on your schedule, the things that you're responsible for that are really cluttering your life and making it a little more difficult and stressful. And start planning on how you can simplify it. Remove the things that are causing you stress, remove the things or change the things that are causing exhaustion and difficulty and overwhelm, causing you to lose your patience. You just need to make some adjustments depending on what it is. If it's because you have a full schedule and you have a lot of commitments, then you need to reduce and remove some of those things. If it is because, you know, your children are not behaving the way that you need them or would like them to, then it's a matter of just teaching and training and showing them how you would like them to behave. So in whatever it is, work on simplifying your life. And this also is going to help reduce that stress that you may be experiencing. It just means that something needs to be adjusted. So simplify as much as you can. And you may not be able to simplify at this very moment, but start planning and preparing and thinking about ways that you can get to that point where you can simplify. I'm sure that you'll find those tips helpful. For more information, feel free to visit my website at ToddlerMomDiaries.com, and I will talk to you soon.
If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to ToddlerMomDiaries.com and click Work With Me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, Mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.